alternative one to do about that. So there you are. Great, welcome to Christchurch Banter this evening, whether you're new, whether you're visiting us, whether you've been coming for a while, thinking about sticking around longer term, whoever you are very, very welcome. We're very excited and happy to have you here. For those who don't know me, my name is Tim. I'm one of the serving members here, and I'll be guiding us through our time together this evening. As we start, just a couple of notices for us. Term has started back, so school term is back, which is great. But if that wasn't enough, church term is back. So lots of, groups restarting this week. So I think New Horizons, 50s and overs, starts Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I think. YP2, which is our 14 to 18s group, starts Tuesday evening, 7:30. Wednesday, the King and I Women's Bible Study. That's 10 a.m. Wednesday. Thursday evening, small and local groups and Connect, restarting 8 o'clock. So all of those groups are starting. If you like the sound of any of those and you're not part of them, do come and grab me afterwards and I will point you in the direction of the right person. So that's notices. Then as we start, let's have a look at some words from Exodus chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your right hand and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you've redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. I guess because we can't see God, it can be very easy to forget how holy, how different he is, how set apart he is from the rest of his creation. So Moses reminds us, who else is anything like our God? Who is that holy, that pure, that awesome? Who does the kind of things that God does? Who's got the power that God has? Answer, nobody. And yet God loves his people unswervingly, unfailingly, redeeming us and guiding us today and every day, until he takes us home. God is fearfully holy, but he is wonderfully full of love for his people. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we meet here together this evening, acknowledging your perfect holiness, knowing you are so very good, and confessing that we are so very different. Whatever we've done this week, we will have done things we shouldn't and not done things that we should. We've lived the way that we want to live, putting our interests and plans ahead of yours. But we thank you, our good and gracious God, that if we're Christians here this evening, you have redeemed us. You now call us holy because you've credited our accounts with the holiness of Jesus. And we thank you that you guide us every moment of every day, shepherding us towards that moment we'll one day meet you face to face. And as we start our service, whatever frame of mind we've come here in this evening, we want to thank you and praise you for being fearfully holy and yet wonderfully full of love for your people. Would you use our time together this evening to help us praise you in our words, in our actions, this coming week. And we pray these things for the glory of your great name. Amen. Amen. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, do stand and sing with us if you're able.
In the morning. God is and still is, has really sort of, that's been wonderful, hasn't it? And the wonderful thing is that we can speak to him directly and we can speak to him now. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we are welcome to come before you to praise and worship you, even though we don't deserve it. Thank you for Jesus, who opened that door to let us come in to speak to you. You are our Lord and King and Creator. You are strong, but we are often weak. You know all things because you made them, but we are often mistaken and foolish. And you are love, and because you are, we are invited to come to you in the name of Jesus, our wonderful Saviour, and in his name, ask for forgiveness and for wisdom and for help in the things that trouble both us and those that we love. Lord Jesus, we come to you on behalf of all of us who are in this room here tonight, and we pray for those who are ill, who are out of work, worried about money, those who are grieving, and any who are anxious for their family, those who are weary or troubled. And also we pray for a blessing, especially on our children who are going back to school and those who are going off to university. Heavenly Father, we pray for their protection and that they can shine for you wherever they go. I'm just going to pause for a little while now, so that in the quietness, you can bring before him anything on your heart tonight. There may be a burden that you carry. You may be worried about somebody that you love. You may be facing something that scares you. You may be out of work. All those other things. Just a few quiet seconds while you pray to the God who loves you. Amen. Thank you, Father, that you hear, that you heard every prayer. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you with everything that troubles us. And now, Lord, we pray for our country and for those whose responsibility is to lead our nation as it pleases you, not as it pleases them. But it's not easy, and we see the path as it is, so often going in a wrong, destructive direction. Would you guide those in high places, Lord, to keep this country close to you? And for those other countries that are suffering at the hands of proud and unkind leaders who do not know or do not follow you, who are destructive, we pray against the terror and destruction for so many who are suffering, the loss of loved ones, loss of food, and destruction of their homes. We grieve for them, Lord, and we pray for those responsible for their loss, that they will be ashamed and turn their misery into peace. Father, we pray for the persecuted believers, our brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world. Hold them fast, Lord, we pray. And would you be their comfort, even as they suffer? So, Lord, we thank you for the love that you have for all your people, both here and all over the world. Thank you that you have love for us through your Son. May your church arise and Jesus' name be worshipped throughout this world and in our country, which is what you have made. So in the name of Jesus, our Saviour, we pray these things to you from our hearts. Amen.
We're now going to sing two songs. The first reminds us of how a holy God can welcome people like us by the cleansing blood of Jesus. And the second song reminds us that we can keep believing that is true because his unchanging word proclaims it so. After we've sung those songs, Sarah will come and read from the book of 1 Kings, and Andrew will proclaim Christ to us from it. So do stand if you're able.
Sin no more. Be saved. Anthem as we live this life, that we'll cling to the cross of Christ, knowing that it purchased for us such a weight. And we pray, Lord, that we would continually to sing of your power to save. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we do indeed pray that you would speak to us now by your word as we hear it read and preached to us. Cut to our hearts that we may be shaped and changed more into the likeness of Christ as generations and generations and generations before us have done the same thing. In Jesus' name, amen.
The reading tonight is from 1 Kings, chapter 16, verses 29 to chapter 17, verse